الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again to our silsila, The Evils of Society. Today's topic we are going to discuss is a topic which relates with one part of our body, which we call the tongue. So today's topic is specifically directing to the evils or the misuse of this ni'mah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, this small piece of meat, our tongue. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting durood, salawat upon our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amiri ala sunnat, Hazrat Alama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri, Allah Azza wa Jalla grant him a long life and good health. He mentions that the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has stated that if a person wishes on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, that our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla should be happy with us, should be pleased with us, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, recite durood paak upon me in large numbers, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla will be happy with us on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Now inshallah azza wa jalla we will have the recitation or tilawat of Quran, and thereafter inshallah azza wa jalla the praise of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of Nati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ يتلقى المتلقى القيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب إلا لديه رقيب عتيد وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. Translation from Kanzul Iman. When the two receiving angels receive his deeds, one seated on the right and one on the left, he does not utter a single word without a ready recorder seated next to him. And the hardship of death came with the truth. This is what you were escaping from. Sallu ala al-habib.
صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد salli ala shafi'ina salli ala muhammadin hubbi dunya se tu bacha ya rab aashiqe mustafa bana ya rab hubbe duniya se tu bacha ya rab kar de haj ka sharaf ata ya rab kar de haj ka sharaf ata ya rab sabz gumbad bhi de dikha ya rab sabz gumbad bhi de dikha ya rab aah tu ya niya gunahon ki mada paar nahi ya meri laga ya rab paar nahi ya meri laga ya rab kar ke toba main phir gunahon mein mada kar ke toba main phir gunahon mein mada jata hum be tala ya rab ho hi jata hum be tala ya rab kar de jannat mein tu jawar unka mala apne attar ko ata ya rab sage attar ko ata ya rab hubbe duniya se tu bacha ya rab
sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad my dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani channel as we mentioned in the beginning of our silsila we are talking about today's specific topic in the evils of society, the misuse or the evils of the small piece of meat, the tongue. Allah Azza wa Jal, in His infinite mercy, has granted us so much of ni'mah. Each and every part of the human body is also a ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal. The eyes Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives, if the person uses it in the right direction, in the right way, as a ni'mah of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. we look at beautiful things, for example, Gumbad-e-Khazra or Kaabatullah Sharif, or we look at the Quran-e-Majid. Allah gives us ears, which we use for Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Then our hearing, each and every part of our hearing becomes a sawab in our account. The hands, each and the legs, the body parts, each and every part is a ni'mah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Likewise, the tongue is also a ni'mah of Allah azawajal. Subhanallah azawajal. This piece of meat, when a person talks, it shows his might, it shows his power. And if a person talks, it shows his intelligence. Otherwise, if a person talks, it shows his stupidity. This piece of meat, the ni'mah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, either can take us towards Jannah, or this small piece of meat, the tongue, can take us towards the fire of Jahannam. So my dear Islam brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, today we are targeting this topic, the misuse of the tongue. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat is always talking about Kufle Madina of the eyes, Kufle Madina of the stomach, Kufle Madina of the tongue. He's talking about a spiritual lock. What is this spiritual lock all about? So my dear Islam brethren and the viewers of Madani Channel, today we are going to discuss this topic, as you have mentioned in the beginning, the misuse of the tongue. And we try to get some in-depth about this evil of society, the misuse of the tongue.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله عز وجل A very interesting and very important topic is going to be discussed, and that is the use or the misuse of tongue. Tongue is an organ in the body, which is a very powerful tool. So powerful that this one organ never gets tired. This one organ never gets old and never gets sick. You have headache, you have body ache, but you don't know as tongue ache. Because unless there's a blister or some physical injury, normally it keeps moving and it doesn't get tired. You speak for hours and hours, your throat might get tired and your brain might get tired, but the tongue itself doesn't get tired. You are powerful in your body, tongue remains the same. You are weak in your body, tongue remains the same. You are a young man, tongue remains the same. You are an elderly person, very old, cannot even walk, tongue remains the same. It doesn't get tired. It is very destructive, and it can do wonders as well. You know, people utter kufr with tongue. They speak lies with tongue. They do backbiting with tongue. They carry tales with tongue. They swear with tongue. They threaten with tongue. And it's the very same tongue that you recite your shahada, your kalima, your declaration of faith. You recite Quran-e-Kareem, you recite Naat Sharif. You defend this beautiful deen. You defend the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You learn, you educate, you teach through the medium of this tongue. So if this tongue is right, you can come right. And if this tongue is crooked, you will become crooked. So therefore, we have been educated a lot about tongue in our religion. We have been warned that, you know, when you utter a word, when you speak, when you open your mouth, watch what you say. There are angels who are recording each and every word which you utter. So you must think what you are going to say. That's why we have been encouraged that keep silent. Don't talk too much. The one who remains silent, he is successful. As you have, a message, and message says that silence is salvation. Is salvation. So you get nijat. You get salvation if you remain silent. Some people have this disease. They have this sickness. They talk too much.
So everything in this we talk is written down?
Everything recorded. And in English, maybe not proper English, but English speaking people do use this word. They say, this person has a verbal diarrhea. You know, when person has a diarrhea, he has no control over his stomach. So, some people have verbal diarrhea that they have no control over their tongue. It keeps on moving, keeps on moving, keeps on working. The more they talk, the more danger there is that they might end up committing, kufr, blasphemy. They might end up backbiting, hurting someone's feeling. Too many sins that can be caused with the tongue. Therefore, it is very important for Muslims to ponder upon the evils of tongue and of course the benefits of tongue as well. So, our moves must be calculated when we use our tongue and how we use our tongue and when we must stop and say to ourselves, from this point, I'm going to remain silent. I'm not going to say an extra word. That calculation requires training. That calculation requires some amount of learning and thinking and an environment. So you feel the importance of it. Because there are many people, these talks that we are having now, would be totally strange to them. They say, what is this all about? We always, learn, it doesn't matter what you say, as long as you're enjoying, you're humorous, you're making someone laugh, you're talkative. In some cultures, being talkative is a good thing.
Allah gave us a gift,
yeah, so now talkative means, you talk too much. And, but when you talk too much, then you are, keeping your head on a sword, which has very sharp edges from both sides. And a little wrong move will cut your throat.
Sometimes it happens that when a person is saying something, somebody cuts off his conversation. And he thinks that he understands what the person is about to say. He cuts his conversation. No, but you are supposed to say that. You are saying this, you are implying this. And the guy says, please, just wait, just listen for a moment. 3-4 times, just listen for a moment. The guy says, no, I know what you are thinking, I know what you are about to say. He says, okay, but just listen for a moment. And after listening for a moment, he says, oh, yes, okay, sorry. I was thinking that you're going to say this. So this piece of meat also don't give you a chance. If you're so used to being so talkative, then you always, if you got the bad habit of cutting people's conversations, and you want to cut people's conversations, you want to, you know, chop them in half because you think you are right. Actually, it's your tongue, the useless speech of the tongue and the misuse of the tongue. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat mentions it very beautifully in Faizan al-Sunnat. He says that the arrow of a bow may miss its target. The arrow of a bow may miss its target, but the words of a tongue never misses its target. So when people talk, especially useless talking or misuse of the tongue, then when the arrow, once it leaves its position, it's out, sound is left its voice box, by the use of the tongue, the tongue is used to shape up the word. Each word, each vowel, each part of the word is used, is shaped up by the tongue. So once it leaves the mouth, there's no return. It reaches the heart, and sometimes it reaches the inner depths of the heart. So view the Madani channel, if a person is useless talking for daily, let's take some examples. Person is talking daily 1 hour, or useless talking, or joking, or laughing, using this tongue, this name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to misguide, to make jokes, to make people laugh, to backbite, to tailbear, what will be the consequences for that type of person if he misuses his tongue on a daily basis?
As Mufti Sahib had mentioned, that the tongue is an organ of the body. And this, the tongue is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like other ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the eyes, the ears, etc. And, you know, we understand that we have been sent to this world for a specific purpose, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the maqsad of us being created, the purpose for us being created. And, you know, for every ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be grateful. We should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. And one is to say the words of thanks. And the other is to utilize that ni'mat to, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, you have been blessed with your eyes. You can give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me vision. And another way of showing practical thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by reciting the Holy Quran. Looking at the face of your parents with love. At the face of your parents with love, you will get the reward of a maqbool hajj. Similarly, you know, the tongue is also the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can say, oh Allah, you know, I make shukr for this tongue that you have given me. Tongue meaning speech. That you are able to speak, you are able to communicate, you are able to converse. Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the ability to express ourselves using our tongue. And we can utilize this same tongue to recite the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an Pak. We can utilize the same tongue to recite durood and salams upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. We can utilize the same tongue to give advice to fellow Muslims, to invite towards goodness and to forbid from evil. And that is the practical shukr of the tongue. The ayah karima which we recited earlier on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, in verse 18 of Surah Qaf, para number 26, translation from Kanzul Iman, He does not utter a single word without a ready recorder seated next to him. So there are angels that are appointed to record every single word that comes out of our tongue. Now imagine, as you mentioned, that people who, let alone committing sin, Mufti Sahib mentioned that you can utilize the tongue, you know, you can utter words of blasphemy, words of kufr with the same tongue. You can make ghibat with the same tongue, backbiting with the same tongue. You can tell tales with the same tongue. You can hurt people's feelings with the same tongue. As you said, you know, if you have a slip of the foot, you can still, you know, regain your balance again. But when the tongue slips, there's no possibility of regaining your balance again. Yeah? Because once it leaves, once, like the arrow leaves the bow, once it leaves your mouth, you cannot get those words back again. And if those words are words of harm and words of insult to somebody else, then it's very difficult. You can't take that, those words back again. So these angels are recording whatever you speak. And imagine that if you have to only speak uselessly, useless talk, except the sinning that Mufti Sahib had spoken about, just useless to speech for 15 minutes in a day.
15 minutes in a day?
In only 15. Shaykh Tariqat Tabiril Sunnat in the book Silent Prince, he gives an example of a person who indulges in useless conversation for 15 minutes a day. Shaykh Tariqat Tabiril Sunnat does the calculation and says that the person who talks uselessly for just 15 minutes a day, then this gives you 7.5 hours in a month. And let's assume this amounts to 90 hours in a year. And let's say that someone talked uselessly for an average of 15 minutes a day for 50 years. Then this gives us 187 days and 12 hours. In other words, more than 6 months. So just think on that terrifying day when the sun will be blazing fire. The sun, the front of the sun will be facing us, 1.25 miles above our heads. The ground will be made of copper. And now you have to give accountability of everything. Imagine you have to read from that book, from your Nama-i A'mal, for 6 months without a break in that heat. Can you imagine, just picture the day of reckoning, when the ground will be made of copper, the sun will be 1.25 miles above your head, and now you have to read all those conversations
in front of everybody.
Yes. And this is just the calculation of 15 minutes. We spend hours and hours and hours in useless conversations every day of our lives, chatting with friends. And these days, you know, with the cell phone, useless conversation has become more common. Now you don't have to be in the company of other people. You just pick up the phone and you phone somebody.
They give you 3 minutes these days.
Yeah.
Some, you know, plans every day, they change and making it easier and easier. And when they advertise, you know, for those 3 minutes, they will show a girl talking to a boy. A boy talking to a girl. And they'll motivate, see, you're getting 3 minutes.
So don't waste the time.
Don't waste the time. But same time, there's a message that these 3 minutes must be spent, you know, to be used in this way.
Don't waste the time, but they're actually telling you to waste your time.
Yeah, no, use it this way, you know, in a haram way. In other words, you know, a guy's talking to girls and girls talking to guys and etc. And you know, people are so strange that, you know, even if you don't have work, you don't have any reason to have a long discussion, but because there are 3 minutes, so somehow you have to spend it. How are you going to spend it? You have to talk. And then, I mean, the purposeful things that you talk, you know, would finish within a minute or two or three. And thereafter, half an hour you spend, 15 minutes you spend, an hour you spend, you know, people get stuck even, you know, what to talk. Also now.
And then some silence for a little while. Are you there? Okay, and you start again.
Okay, tell me something. Tell me a story, you know, tell me something. You got nothing to talk. Yes.
Backbiting.
What's new?
Yeah. Hmm. What's new? And they keep on doing that. They just don't have that consciousness that how dangerous it is, you know. The less you speak, the better it is for you. Deen will teach you that. Deen will teach you the consequences of speaking too much and getting yourself into trouble. These days, it's like a defect in young generation. You talk less, they feel that, you know, you have not developed certain abilities in your personality. So, you must be like sharp.
They call you an introvert. That, you know, you can't relationship with others.
As Mufti Sahib Shaibah is mentioning about for 50 years, if a person is speaking for 15 years, 15 minutes a day, useless talking. Now, yeah, we are talking about useless talking. People are talking about 15 minutes. Shaykh Tariqat only given as an example. Mm-hmm. But we know many people. You like you said now, they give you 3 minutes. 3 minutes, alhamdulillah, in Dawat Islam, we get an opportunity for 3 minutes. We know that we are going to use those 3 minutes in purposeful talking, useful talking.
If your mind is deeni conscious, then you will benefit from these facilities to empower your deen. 3 minutes, as you said, are used to invite people, come for the ijtima. You know, come for neki ki daawat. Or rebond with your relatives, with your parents, you know, with the intention of, performing a neki, performing a good deed. So even computer, iPad, this and that, I mean, these things are being abused so badly. But if you have mindset and, you know, you are conscientized, then you will use these tools to uplift your own personality, to make yourself a better person, and to uplift your deen. So it's all about, you know, how your mind is shaped. Who gives you the advice? In which environment you growing up? You know, that...
So the tongue doesn't move itself, Ufisab. The tongue is just relaying the message of what is in the mind.
Yes, that is the controlling factor. So if we, in our homes and environments, I mean, people would say, you know, iPad, cell phones, computers, internet, tools of shaitan. No, they can't be tools of shaitan. With these tools, you're doing so much of good work. You're doing neki ki daawat. Through internet, Nigrana Shura is sitting in London and he is talking to the whole world and giving a beautiful speech and making people's minds and they're repenting and they're taking bath and they're changing. You can't call it a tool of shaitan. It's all about how you use it. And what's your environment? Who's the head of the family? You know, how he sees to these things. Your father, your mother, your parents, under your care, your children are you seeing, watching, controlling? Or you, you know, keeping them loose and letting them do whatever they want to do? So then don't call them tools of shaitan. Actually, you as a responsible person, you are becoming the tool of shaitan. Because you're not performing your responsibilities. You're not fulfilling your duties.
So if you use the Madani channel, now we are getting some in-depth into this topic, the misuse of the tongue. We also have, mashallah, our Islamic brother with us, and especially for the our Urdu views of Madani channel, inshallah, he will give us some Madani pools, inshallah.
Okay, ye mauzu bada important hai. سرکار علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے ایک بہت پیارے صحابی حضرت سیدنا سفیان بن عبداللہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ فرماتے ہیں، ایک بار میں نے بارگاہ رسالہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں عرض کی، یا رسول اللہ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام، آپ میرے لیے سب سے زیادہ خطرناک اور نقصان دہ چیز اس کو ارشاد فرماتے ہیں؟
اللہ
سرکار مدینہ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے اپنی زبان مبارک کو پکڑ کر ارشاد فرمایا اسے.
Allah. There's another hadith of Mubarakah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for a person to remain resolute on silence is better than 60 years of worship. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes regarding this hadith of Mubarakah that if someone performs 60 years of worship, but he also talks a lot, and he does not differentiate between good conversation and bad conversation, then it is better to remain silent for a while. Because in silence, there is contemplation. There is rectification of the nafs. There is immersion in divine realities and recognition. There is diving into the ocean of internal zikr. And there is muraqibah. Meditation.
حضرت سیدنا عیسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام said to the people requested in the bargah of Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam that tell us such a good deed that we do and gain Jannah. Isa alayhi salatu salam replied, never speak,
Allahu
never talk. People again requested, how is it possible? Isa alayhi salatu salam said, don't speak but good.
Subhanallah.
Kuch na bolo magar siway achhi baat. Bahut aham mauzu hai ye Madani channel ke nazreen. Aur ek aur bahut pyari riwayat arz karta chalu. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh Ihya ul-Ulum mein baaz buzurgon ka qaul naqal karte hue irshad farmate hain, خاموش رہنے والے شخص میں دو خوبیاں جمع ہو جاتی ہیں. نمبر ایک, اس کا دین سلامت رہتا. نمبر دو, وہ دوسرے کی بات اچھی طرح سمجھ لیتا. اللہ ہمیں زبان کا کفل مدینہ عطا فرما دے. اللہ تبارک و تعالی امیر اہل سنت کے دیو مدری نعمات کے مطابق ہمیں اپنی زبان کو فضول گوئی سے بچانے کی توفیق و سعادت عطا فرما دے. اور اسلامی کے مدنی ماحول سے ابستہ ہو جائے گی, مدنی نماز پر عمل کرنے کا جذبہ نصیب ہو جائے گا.
You know that the wise people, they say that ordinary people or ignorant people, they should talk the least, because it's very dangerous for them to open their mouth. And as far as ulama are concerned, they're the one who deserve to talk. Because when they talk, they will tell masala of sharia, explain an ayat, explain a hadith mubarakah, answer someone's query, and that talking is actually the awesomeness of ulama.
Mentioned in Shu'abul Iman, that Sayyidina Sufyan bin Uyana rahmatullah alayhi has stated, silence is the honor of a scholar and a cover for an ignorant person.
So it's a cover for an ignorant person. So when he speaks, what he does?
Exposes his ignorance.
Maybe from his looks, you might think, you know, he looks powerful person.
Intelligent
and educated person. So if he remained silent, he would have been respected.
Good thought would have been there all the time.
Yes. So no, he spoke. And when he spoke, oh, you realize, oh, okay.
This is the type of guy.
Okay, so we thought, you know, there's some, you know, scholarly person sitting here, but when we removed the cover, then, you know, something came up that nobody likes. Alim, when he speaks, then everybody is impressed. Because of the backing of knowledge, the knowledge of Quran and Hadith and wisdom and explanation and having thorough and proper understanding. So this is, you know, we must not overtake the work of ulama. It's the job of ulama to talk, not useless talking. Of course, the ulama talk to explain Quran and Hadith, to guide, to tell masail, to give bayans, to give talks. But these days, non-ulama, they talk too much. I mean, if there's a meeting, we notice, there's alim and there's non-ulama. You will find that non-ulama, they will be speaking too much. Or maybe they have good command of the language, maybe they are graduated in some branches of knowledge, referring to, you know, worldly sciences, but they'll talk too much. You will see normally ulama, they will talk when it's needed. These type of people, they now go on the stage and talk. they are giving khutbas in the masjid. Pre-khutba talks are being given by these type of people who are not ulama. It's very dangerous for them. They, you know, as you say, you're playing with the fire. So they're playing with the fire of hell. And sooner they will be jumping into that and taking many others with them. Because of this boldness that they have. They don't qualify to be there on the minbar talking about Quran and Hadith and religion. They are experts in medicine, they are experts in engineering, they are experts in law, they are experts in science or whatever. They are not experts in Quran and Hadith. But because of that title that they carry, which has respect from worldly point of view, so many people are mesmerized with those titles and say, no, no, you come talk, you know, in our masjid. Talk, give Friday khutbah. I mean, they misled people and they're misleading. I mean, if they were not misled, if they were guided, they would have said, sorry, I can't do that. Because my religion does not allow me to stand up and give talk and khutbah in the masjid. And since I'm not an alim adeen. So, this tongue is causing too many problems. It's the tongue that causes frictions amongst Muslims. People are being divided into sects and into groups. Because one idiot comes and he gives a statement which shakes the fundamentals of religion of Islam. Some will go with him, follow him, because his talks are scientific and making sense to them. And others will say, no, no, no. That's totally against what we have always learned. So, grouping starts. So, if he was a scholar, if he was an alim-e-deen, then he would have known properly what to say and what not to say. Then he would not have used his analogies and his ijtihad and try to bring something which is new, which has been rejected by the scholars of Islam. So this tongue is causing major problems.
So we see in Madani Muzakiras that Amir al-Sunnah being you know, such a great scholar of Islam, that sometimes when there are questions being posed to Amir al-Sunnah, he knows the answer to the question, but he always makes ruju and he always, you know, directs the question to the Islamic Brothers of Darul Ifta al-Sunnah. Knowing that, you know, he could give the answer himself. But, you know, it trains us, you know, to ask those type of questions to the experts in the field. That if someone with such great knowledge like Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, who has the answer to the question, but still, you know, if he can ask the Darul Ifta Islamic Brothers, then who are we?
That's why Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah is always advising our Mumbalikin, especially myself, that whenever we are delivering any piece of work, whether it's a dars, or whether it be a bayan, he always says to take our work in front of us, for example, our books of our scholars, of our pious ancestors, of our maktaba, go through them, study them, and deliver the message as it is mentioned in the books. So at least this guides the Muballighin by using the alim's work, it guides them to pass the true message of Islam out there to the masses. My dear Islam Brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, as our Muballighin has been covering various aspects about the misguidance or the misuse of the tongue, Yari Aka Madini Wali Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala wasallam has mentioned that when a person gets up in the morning, then all the body parts bow down and say to the tongue. And what does the body part says to the tongue? It says, fear Allah azza wa jal about us. Body parts are talking to the tongue and says, fear Allah Azza wa Jal about us, because we are associated with you. If you remain straight, then we too will remain straight. But if you are crooked, then we too will be crooked. So these things and views of Madani Channel, when we are going to use our gift of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this tongue, we have a brain box. Message comes into the ear, goes into the brain box, assesses what comes in. Thereafter, the brain box is supposed to send the message to the tongue, and thereafter the tongue starts to move and passes the message. Think. It's your thinking box. You think before you speak. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, by thinking before you speak, it'll help you to ascertain whether I'm saying the right thing or I'm saying the wrong thing.
Well, Aslam bhai, you talked about the box. Actually, this tongue puts this box into trouble. You know, Hadith e Mubarak, you read out that all the organs of the body,
yes,
they say, you know, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about us. So in other words, they're telling the tongue, you know, don't put us into trouble. Because you wanna speak, yes, you're gonna swear someone, you're gonna hurt someone, and then people will retaliate. They won't take you out from the mouth and hit you.
They won't say, oh tongue, you come up because you said,
you said
let me whack you first.
They'll come and they'll hit our face, our nose, our head, our arms.
And everything is protecting the tongue, Mufti sir.
Yeah, and then you are sitting, you know, between 32 guards in the mouth.
Yeah.
Nobody troubles you. You are safe.
The bars are closed.
Yes. So no, nobody can open and take you out and hit you physically.
You're like in a jail.
In Urdu we'll say, zabaan mein haddi nahi hai, magar ye haddiyan todwa sakti
hai. Yes, so it causes, you know, harm to, so that's why all the organs say, please, be kind upon us, don't put us into trouble.
Mufti sahab, do faramin bade zabardast milte hain hamare aslaaf ke. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu irshad farmate hain, kaash main gunga hota.
Allah,
kaash main gunga hota مگر ذکر اللہ عز و جل کی حد تک گویا یعنی بولنے کی صلاحیت مل جاتی. اور حضرت سیدنا ابو دردہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ایک زبان دراز عورت دیکھی، ارشاد فرمایا اگر یہ گونگی ہوتی تو اس کے حق میں بہتر. اللہ ہمیں زبان کا کھلے مدینہ عطا فرمائے.
It is mentioned, حضرت سیدنا امام سفیان رحمت اللہ علیہ says, prolonged silence is the key to worship. Prolonged, and this is why Amir al-Sunnat, you know, has given us, you know, the stone of Kufl Madina, that we put in our tongues to train our tongues to speak less.
Yes, and do some talking while writing. Yes, so you develop the habit of less speaking.
Less speaking. One of the habits of highly effective people is that they first seek to understand before wanting to be understood. And you know, we often use our tongue more and our ears less. It was the habit of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was in conversation with anybody, he would completely listen to the person with his undivided attention. And only after the person has expressed whatever he wants to express, then our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would respond to that. And you know, if we can learn this habit, then we too will become effective. We'll become effective leaders as well, inshallah.
Inshallah, my day is time by the reviews, but as you can see, the topic is getting to its peak, but unfortunately our time is limited. But we are hopeful, inshallah, so that maybe we test this topic again and try to get more in depth about this evils of society, the misuse of the tongue. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay Allah, tis tongue, tere dum.
Ameen. Ameen, bichahin nabil. Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala.